I am Muhammad Rokibuddin Biswas from Bangladesh. Bangladesh is not a very big country, but uniquely rich in water resources. It is one of the fortunate countries with more water resources per capita than most other countries of the world. For the last few years, the culture fish production, the tilapia, carps, pangas, koi and shrimp and prawn is increasing significantly. In this context, aquafeed is contributing a lot in the fisheries sector of Bangladesh. In the Vision 2020-21, the government of Bangladesh has targeted to produce 45.52 lakh, that is 4,500,000 metric ton of fish, in which culture fishery with the use of aquafeed will play. Before 2010, there was no regulation for aquafeed in the country. Considering the importance of aquafeed, the government has formulated Fish Feed and Animal Feed Act 2010 and Fish Feed Rules 2011 for responsible fisheries. Government has also reviewed the said act and rules for potential amendments to increase its effectiveness with the assistance of FAO. For the sustainable and responsible fisheries, fish feed quality assurance is of utmost importance. Now I am going to the status, going to tell the status. Inland aquatic resources of Bangladesh with fish production scenario and fish feed use. The inland aquatic resources of Bangladesh have been shown in inland resources of Bangladesh have been shown in table 1. At present, inland closed water and open water comprises about 16.90% and 83.10% of the total inland water respectively. Closed waters, especially ponds, minor agriculture farms, ditches, polders and brackish water farms are increasing, where aquafeeds are used significantly. Among the open waters, some rivers and floodplains are suitable for caves and pen culture, where aquafeeds are also used. The fish production in Bangladesh increased from 1.66 million metric ton in 1990 to 2000. Now it is 3.68 million metric ton in according to 2014 to 2015, along with the increased fish feed utilization from 0.8 million metric ton in 2013 to 1.5 million metric ton in 2016. Status: the growth of fish feed company during 2013 to 16. Fish feed companies are growing significantly in the country. The number of fish feed factory was recorded 180 in 2013, while it was increased to 186 in 2016. Fish feed factories, importers and sell companies are enumerated in this table 3. Status of fish feed production and demand during 2013 to 16. The culture fishery of country is rapidly expanding. Aquafeeds are carps, common carps, catfish, tilapia, monosex, prawn, shrimp. Number 5, legal instrument for fish feed quality assurance. Legal instrument for fish feed quality assurance. The legal instruments formulated by the government of Bangladesh for fish feed quality assurance are Fish Feed and Animal Feed Act 2010, enacted on 28 January 2010, Fish Feed Rules 2011, enacted on 18 September 2011 and Fish Feed Compliance Guidelines published in December 2014. The main purpose of Fish Feed Act 2010 is to ensure balanced fish feed at different life stages of fish, control adulterant, extend policy support, and ensure optimum aquaculture growth. The Director General of Department of Fisheries or the officer empowered is the controlling authority of fish feed license. The fish feed license is required for the establishment and operation of fish seed factory, that is category 1, for the export and import of fish feed and ingredients, that is category 2, and fish feed sale, that is category 3. Purpose of fish feed controlling and licensing authority. Quality control of fish feed. The officer empowered can randomly examine fish feed sample in government approved laboratories at any stage of marketing, including producer, importer, wholesaler, or retailer. Non-complying feed will be seized and fortified, and the concerned person or company will deem to be punished under the Feed Act. The fish feed should be packaged in approved packet with proper labeling, up to 1 year imprisonment or fine up to 50,000 Bangladesh taka, or both will be imposed for the breaching of the aforesaid regulation. Scope of aqua feed in Bangladesh. As the culture fishery is increasing, so aqua feed has a vast prospect to flourish in Bangladesh. Action research is required to develop quality feed with judicious price, trade, and marketing. The arena of aqua feed can utilize huge unemployed youth, farmers, traders of the country. Quality test, we frequently do it, proximate test and residue, and heavy metals also. And these are the conclusion and recommendation. Aqua feed quality monitoring program is to be strengthened to ensure responsible fisheries trade. Government should incorporate the recommendation of FAO into the existing fish feed rules 2011, global sharing and implementation of deals for the development of aqua feed is also required. Aqua feed is emerging as an important industry in the country and contributing a lot in culture fisheries. And at last, I hope through this consultation conference, the FAO and the NACA and the and all others, we can come to a recommendation that we all want more fish production through quality and cheap fish feed and feed ingredients. But that fish feed and ingredients must not be hazardous to the human health, must not be hazardous to the human health and issue for environmental disaster. This is my recommendation. Thank you all.